New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates. And yeah, looks like should be a fairly standard episode, right?
Yeah.
Ish, which means a lot of K-pop, because we're going to be talking about a lot of, well, not a lot, but some interesting comebacks and especially some interesting music videos that we watched, some performances. There's a tour that's going to be dropped. Also, of course, we are going to talk about the topic that many K-Nets are being bashed about, which they should be, and along with a particular, I was going to say big four group, or not, company?
Yeah.
SM. Yes, we'll be talking about Rise. Haley has plenty to say on that, and I have some stuff, of course, to comment along with her. We'll be talking about ZB1 a little bit, Boy Next Door, of course, Blackpink, at least the members, a couple of them, and of course, some Stray Kids, BTS, and I think for the most part, that's it. Got a sprinkle in of other girl groups, but mostly just for the comebacks and concerts and music videos, but we will go through all of that. You guys know the drill. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and follow wherever you're tuning in to this podcast, because that helps spread the word of this podcast to other fellow K-poppers out there. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Many of you have found us there, and you can also find us, because I was kind of going through the ratings, which also I appreciate all of you leaving those ratings, and like I said, we read the comments, but I kind of forgot about one until I read it again. So some of you play Rhythm Hive, and we've talked about it previous episodes a long time ago. We started playing it. Well, actually, we never stopped, but we some of our other friends are starting to play it because of we're going to have like a little contest thing amongst friends. But besides that, the important thing is our ID for Rhythm Hive, if you want to add us, which is the rhythm game, the mobile rhythm game for all of Hybe's artists. So, of course, you know, BTS and Hypen,
17, Boy Next Door, La Sarafim,
TXT,
NewJeans.
Yes, NewJeans. Yep, they're still there. So all of those groups, all of the, like, a lot of their songs are there. It's a really good rhythm game, too, to be honest. And you can add us. It is Joko Bunny, J-O-C-O. B-U-N-N-Y. Very straightforward. I mean, I don't know if you have to be capitalized or anything. Capital J and capital B. So, Joko Bunny. And I think a couple people have added us already. And yeah, so there you go. Let's get started now. Let's talk about a tour that just dropped out of nowhere. 5050 unveiled their dates and locations for their first ever tour. And surprisingly enough, their first ever tour is going to be a tour in the U.S.
Only?
Love Sprinkle Tour in USA.
Wow.
For now, I mean,
interesting.
I'm sure like they're going to be around.
But they're starting.
But I possibly, I mean, this is literally Love Sprinkle Tour in USA. So we'll see how that goes. And it's crazy because I know they just announced it, but it's already going to be starting the end of next month. So around Thanksgiving, basically. Starting November 27, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stops. November 27 kicks off in San Francisco. November 29, Black Friday. So literally, it's sandwiched between Thanksgiving. So, yeah, November 29, Black Friday is LA. December 1st is Phoenix, which is a horrible idea because that's the same day as Kiss of Life for Phoenix.
Are you serious?
I saw a comment and people were like, what the heck? Like, they did not do a good job looking at, like, the other schedules going on. I'm pretty sure Kiss of Life was scheduled way ahead. Then December 3rd, Houston. December 5th, Dallas. December 10th, Chicago. December 13th, Atlanta. And December 16th, New York. Mm-hmm. So those are the stops. All the major cities, fairly, for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. And so there you go. If you want to check out 50/50 with one of the old members and with, I believe it's four new members. Mm. I know one of them is Chanel and one of them is Athena. Just names are kind of easy to remember.
Right.
Chanel's the American one, too. And there's the Swedish one, Athena. And there's more members, but I just don't know their names except for those two. Let's see. Also, looks like, Mama is going to be happening. Tickets are going to be dropping. This is going to be Mama November 21st for LA. And I guess they also will be dropped, right? The lineups.
Yeah.
For each area.
Yeah. So, for Japan and then LA.
So Japan, do you know some of them off the
I
top
do.
Of your head?
Well, or, I have it here because I wasn't better. Gonna remember. So I'll start with the US. So for LA so far, I don't know if this is like the final lineup. Like if I don't know if they've announced everyone yet, but we're getting Eyelid.
Yeah. Finally.
I know. Cat's Eye. Rise.
Oh,
but
boy,
I don't know
how the hell that's gonna happen. We don't know what's gonna happen.
But
with
then
that.
Again, like international fans love Rise, and they know that they're supportive of OT7. So
yeah, fucking K fans
right
now. To be honest, like,
so they might be okay coming here. But we'll see. JYP himself,
the man, yes, him,
and also to us so far for LA.
I like it. Mm-hmm. That's a fresh lineup. I like it a lot, to be honest.
And then for Japan, it'll be 2 days. I don't know what days these artists will be performing, but it's going to be ENHYPEN, TXT.
Damn, of course they get all.
IVE, aespa.
Oh, my God. Oh, aespa, IVE, yeah.
INI.
Forget ours. Forget ours already.
No.
I don't even care.
ZB1.
Oh,
MI,
my gosh.
Treasure, Lee Yoongi. And meow.
Oh my gosh. Never
well,
mind.
I mean, it's Japan. What do you expect? The I lineup mean, that we're getting, though, for LA is not bad at all, in my opinion.
It's better than nothing, I guess, right?
Right. So, exactly. So but I don't know if this is the full lineup.
Plus, the venue is pretty small.
It's tiny as fuck. I think it's like 3,000 people.
This is gonna be, that's going to be a K-pop ticket war based on all our experiences. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what's going on with that. Of course, Japan gets fed as always. And I think we should move on to comebacks before the FOMO hits. So, October 21st, aespa, fifth mini album, Whiplash, is dropping along with Eyelid. Eyelid will be having their second mini album, I'll Like You. Mm-hmm. Did you listen to the medley?
Yes, I did.
Pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course. It's the sound that we kind of like. This is on kind of surprised Haley. October 25, G-Dragon.
I was like, what?
Does he even know? I know.
Does he know that he's having a comeback on October 25th? Because, like, he hasn't released anything.
No promotions.
I was, like, checking. I was like, his company Instagram. There's no company Instagram. And then there's, like, his Instagram.
First of all, there's no company.
And I see, like, no news, but, like, all his, like, all these I guess websites are saying that he's having a comeback on October 25th.
Well, let's just hope that they know
that's
something that we
week.
Don't.
That is next week.
Yes, that's correct, Haley.
He has not released any MV teasers, concept photos, or anything like that. Because we all know, like, usually K-pop idols, they drop it a month before they have a comeback. And, like, for that whole month, it's just, like, teasers, music teasers, and, like, concept photos, but he's dropped nothing.
Well, we'll find out on Thursday.
Not even, like, a concept art for the album.
So, October 25 is Friday, we'll and then, see. Of course, because, you know, Korea time to LA, that's Thursday. Should be interesting.
I feel like it's just going to come and go, and then there's nothing. But prove me wrong, G-Dragon. Prove me wrong.
Oh, man. I feel like you've been asking for that for like a year now.
Yeah. More, 2 years.
2 years now. October 28th, The Boys, ninth mini album, Trigger. October 29th, Baby Monster. Baymon will be having their music video, Click Clack, released. And on the full album and their title track, Drip, will be dropping November 1st. Mm-hmm. And October 30th, Stacy. There's no actual title for like the what like the album or anything yet, apparently. But Stacy's dropping a comeback October 30, pretty quick.
What the heck? Isn't that soon too? I'm surprised. I mean, they have,
to make up for lost ground with how poorly Cheeky Icy thing did.
Quick as in like, how is there concept photos already? I haven't checked.
No, they haven't. That's why it's like there's not really much coming out. I'm sure it's gonna be dropping soon, but it's kind of getting close to. So yeah, that's pretty much for the comebacks upcoming for the rest of October, it looks like. And let's talk about some music videos, Haley, that we did watch. There was a lot of plenty of things to watch and check out. Let's start with your favorite music video first.
Which is that?
ITZY, Gold, music video.
I mean, the music video is fine. The song was not. I told Joko, and like, no offense to anyone who likes the song, but this is just my personal opinion.
No offense to Midzies.
I put it on, like, their album on when I was coming home from work today.
Oh, you were just, like, trying to check it out?
Yeah, because I knew that Chungbin's had done a song for them, Vague.
Ah, the real reason why you checked it out.
Yes, exactly. So, like, I played that song first.
He produced it, right?
Yeah, he produced it, and he's also featured in it. It's okay, I guess. and then Gold played, and I literally said in the car, what the fuck is this shit?
Oh,
I'm
God.
So sorry.
Trigger warning right there. I should have put a trigger warning.
It was so... I mean, in my opinion, I didn't like it. Sorry. I don't know.
You can have your opinion. That's totally fine.
I don't know. I don't think he liked it either, but he can tell me.
You can have your own opinions. My opinion is I do not like it that much. But, like...
After watching it with the music video, it made it better, but checking it out just straight up, like listening to the song, I was raw. Like, what is this?
No, because I mean, honestly, like, there's very, very, like, a selective few ITZY songs that I enjoy. Untouchable was the most recent one where I, like, oh, I was like, I really like it in terms of like their title tracks, and then, but then, honestly, ever since their debut song, Wannabe, this is Wannabe, right? I'm pretty sure.
Was it? I don't know. I don't remember.
That's still my favorite ITZY song.
Okay, like, so I also listened to Imaginary Friend because
some B-sides.
My
right?
drive home is not very far, so I only got through three songs. Imaginary Friend was really good. I like that song.
Oh, really good. Yeah. Okay, so there's hope. Yeah. But in terms of like
the title track,
the B-sides,
it wasn't.
Okay,
I don't know.
There you go. So don't. Don't come at Haley full force, Mitzis.
I need to listen to the rest of the album. I'll get back to you guys.
But, I mean, I'll check that out too, probably tomorrow or sometime
soon. Imaginary Friend is more mellow sounding. That's probably why I liked it.
But, I mean, there's some hard songs that go hard that we like too, you know?
Yeah. I like Wannabe.
So that's what I'm saying.
I actually really like Sneakers, and I know not a lot of people like that song.
Put my sneakers
on.
Yeah,
I like that song. I like Cake.
Well, you and one of our friends is a huge fan of Sneakers.
Yeah.
He knows who he is. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You want to know something different? Mm-hmm. On the other flip side of this, there was a music video that I really enjoyed the song too. And I'm sure you did.
Oh,
too,
yeah,
apparently.
Of course.
If anything, it sounds like you enjoyed probably like every other song on this list,
right?
More
yeah.
than Gold, unfortunately. But this one is my guilty pleasure group right now. Mm-hmm. XG.
Yes, I mean their songs are good.
So IYKYK. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. That song
really,
is a
really
bop.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That's a good song. That's
I
so catchy.
Like Something Ain't Right more.
Oh, yeah, it has a different, hits different.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. If You Know, You Know is still,
it's still
a
really
good song.
Yeah.
And it's I haven't listened. See, okay, so you listen to ITZY.
Yeah.
And you don't have work tomorrow, so you can't listen on your drive. I was going to say listen to XG because their album came out.
Oh, yeah, I haven't checked out their other songs.
I haven't checked it out yet either. But if it's already, it really sounds like it would be something you'd probably enjoy a little bit more. And If You Know, You Know, like, it just released, and, you know, a lot of lucky alphas got to see them perform it like already
right after
and
they dropped it they're
right
performing
after
it.
LA of course like they dropped this shit and then people like even our friends that were in Houston checked them out and they played the song.
Lucky
she never replied back to me. I was like, how was it?
Oh no.
Yeah,
she's so on and off social media.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sometimes it takes days for her to get back to me.
But she like sends stuff.
She's she'll be there in bursts and then disappear for a bit.
Yeah, there's people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, I like it a lot. XG's doing pretty well on my list. I think I brought them up right on that one episode where like we were in Hawaii. Weren't they like top 4 or 5 for me? I think?
Yes. Yep.
Something like that. Yep. Kiss of Life also dropped Get Loud MV. Mm-hmm. That sounded more like an old, like an actual, like old Kiss of Life song.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley did like it more than Gold.
Well, yeah.
And Haley loves the CG dogs that they've been having.
Oh, are they dogs? I think they're wolves.
Wolves. Doesn't matter because Haley hates them because it's so bad.
Why is it so bad? I don't know.
Also, let's not forget another one.
Oh, yes.
Another one with 17 and DJ Khaled.
Mm-hmm. Bow, bow, bow. Love, Money, Fame.
Yes. So that music video dropped. And yes, DJ Khaled said, "We the best." Another one. And DJ Khaled.
Right. And then he was DJ in the music video Khaled. As well.
Yeah. This was like very interesting.
I like the song.
It's a good song, though.
Their album's good, too.
It's just funny to me that DJ Khaled is in this. And I love the fact that it's just like it starts with, like, with "We the best."
DJ Khaled. Oh, my
Another
goodness.
One. It's yep. like my favorite. It's like his soundboard consists of just those three
yep.
items. That's a DJ Khaled song. So, yeah, they did that. For the most part, it was a pretty good music video, too. Like, it was interesting.
Yeah. I feel like when 17 has songs, though, it's like you wait for the member to sing their line because there's 13 of them. And I was like, wow.
You have to wait
your
turn. I was
like, wait, did Jun sing yet? Like, because it goes through, like, I feel like they only have a small amount of lines per member.
That's how carrots are used to.
Yeah, they are.
Just, you know, waiting till their bias gets their turn. And that's it. Mm-hmm. But I'm just enjoying the show. And there was like I said, there's a couple more left. Jin, the man himself, mm-hmm. Seok Jin, of course, of BTS, released his Super Tuna special video.
Yes, so basically it was the same as Super Tuna.
It was Super Tuna, the original
special
one.
Special video because he added a second verse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. second verse. And
he did a whole new music video for it, and it was fucking funny.
It was a romance video, Haley.
Yeah, he proposed to his tuna.
Yeah, they were like on the beach holding each other. The tuna blushed. He did the freaking cat meme from, like, the mountain, like,
oh,
with
yeah.
the cowboy hat
Yoongi
in the sky.
That always gets, like,
yeah,
with that meme.
The Yoongi Marry Me thing, but it's him in the back, and it's just him singing.
Yep. He knows. He's very, like, aware of all these memes, and then, like, a lot of people made memes out of this song already, because, like...
Of course. It's a meme video, basically.
In every BTS solo music video... the members are with a girl, dancing with a girl. Who is Jin dancing with?
Super Tuna, of course.
So people are making memes of that. So funny.
It's like, it's just funny because he's literally holding it. And the best part was obviously when the tuna was blushing.
Yes, and he proposed to her on the beach.
A lot of Delulus probably want to kill that fish right now. So yeah, there you go. That was a very interesting, fun, short video. Mm-hmm. I hope they add this song on Rhythm Hive.
I know. They should now because it's a full song.
I feel like this would be a fairly like moderate to difficult song, like in that type
right.
of area.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Last but not least, my girl, Jenny, Mantra. She had her music video drop for her solo comeback that we've all been anticipating, my fellow Blinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because the first part of the music video reminded us of Rush Hour.
No, because it was.
Because it was, right?
It was intentional.
It was like the girl from Rush Hour in like the car and stuff. It was pretty
funny.
Right,
yeah. Because like as soon as we watched the music video, I was like, this is definitely a Rush Hour reference.
It was all in LA. It was pretty cool. She did mention LA. Of course, it's all in English. And it was super fun and super like a good video. It's for some reason.
She also had a DeLorean.
She had a DeLorean, you're right, and a Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. And it was she had like really cool cars. She even had that weird building. Like across LACMA, which is the Museum of Art, LA County Museum of Art or something. There's like that weird metal building, the mm-hmm. red and silver metal weird thing.
With all the wavy
lines. The wavy metal waves. Yeah, that was interesting to see. It was cool though. It was a fun video, and it's always on that one street, like in Beverly Hills, like that cul-de-sac, like not cul-de-sac, but like that like house, the row of houses.
Yeah, I feel like
they always film there for like music videos.
Film there too.
So
it looks the same.
It looks the same.
It might not be the same street, but yeah.
But it's around like Beverly Hills for this one, for sure, for sure. And that's pretty much it for the music videos. We'll talk about some performances because my fellow Blinks, we've been getting fed, and it's pretty awesome. So one of the recent performances also was Lisa. She performed on Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Mm-hmm. There was even like a countdown and everything for the performance. She performed Rockstar and Moonlit Floor, and I have to give props to Moonlit Floor because that performance was really cool because they actually did a runway.
Right.
Like, she was there just singing in the background.
On like the side.
The first one was Rockstar and it was an actual performance. She like, they had this video of her pretending to be on a motorcycle. Then she appeared on the motorcycle on the stage, on the runway stage thing. And then she did her thing, did her performance. You know, of course, Lisa's going to be dancing, lip singing. And and I mean, she sings sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, when she gets too into it, she usually just, like, doesn't even try singing. Right, she just dances. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I mean. And then, yeah, they went straight into Moonlit Floor, where they did a slight wardrobe change.
Yeah. She put on wings.
She put on wings. It was really cool and elegant. And then it was a whole runway. Like, that whole song was just, like, a runway models with wings. It was really cool, actually. Mm-hmm. And she was just, like, singing, like, around to the sides and everything to the audience and to the camera. It was really cool. I like the concept. Like, they're able to actually make an actual fashion show out of it, which is what it is. It's a fashion show, right? So that was really cool. And I appreciate, like, whoever thought of that idea. It worked out really well. Lisa looks so good, though. Like,
of course.
Damn. Like, she's been toting her booty. And it like actually has like a firm butt now, and she's like looks like she's like
she's
in lingerie
not a stick anymore,
like in lingerie and stuff. Because I remember when we watched her in Dallas for the first leg of their tour, which was what 2 years ago now, which is kind of crazy to think about. Like her butt was a lot flatter. Like it's like shaped and round.
At least
the health is there. I'm glad.
At least
she has it. Oh, I knew you were gonna bring it up
because it saddens me like because she was.
She looked
was
good,
good
too.
When we saw her in Texas.
Oh, yeah. She
was
looked
more
great.
Beefy, but now she's like
she's
super
stick.
Skinny.
She's like Jack Skellington.
I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm scared her like legs will snap.
Yeah.
And but yeah, so Lisa looked great, especially like obviously the outfit that they put her in. All the backup dancers too, they're like kind of like lingerie models. It was like all black, and it was perfect because Victoria's Secret, like Haley told me, was black and pink is their colors. And
so
perfect.
It matches,
Black Mink. It matched so perfectly. So it was great. This was a super good performance. Nice. It's like it didn't go over the top. It was like simple. And I think like they didn't overdo it. You know, sometimes like some performances get stretched out.
Yeah.
This was like good. Like how they did everything.
Right.
I enjoyed it a lot. You did too? What did you think?
I mean, I appreciate that Victoria's Secrets are using all different kinds of models now.
Yes.
And it's not just like stick thin
plus models,
elderly
like it goes all over the span. So
hats all different
off.
Races, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Victoria's Secret. They know what they're doing. Yeah. They know what they're doing. That's why they have a lot of
diversity.
Loyal they have a lot of loyal fans too. I mean, I feel like pretty much every girl and every woman female wears Victoria's Secret.
I do.
Especially when those panty sales drop, like,
oh, yeah.
6 for $26, something like that.
Something. I think it's like 7 for $25.
Damn,
or something.
What a deal.
So good.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. And back to back ish, Jenny performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live for Mantra.
Right.
So, yeah, and they've been putting like the play on words is Jenny. Kim Mel, because you know Jenny's last name is Kim,
right?
So that was pretty funny, and her outfit was cool but funny because like her shorts, she had like silverware, like forks and spoons and knives like attached to it. That was pretty interesting but freaking cool.
I mean,
I don't know why, but it was pretty cool to me. So she performed, and I remember we were looking at tickets, and of course, you know, a lot of insiders already knew about it, so it was like gone, because these tickets are usually free if you're able to sign up for it and apply for it and then get lucky enough to get chosen. So it didn't work out, and plus I'm working. This is like I'm almost like in my last days of work. because I'm going to a new job. So I can't even take PTO or take like any time off already. Mm-hmm. It's kind of done because or obviously I would have went to the Jenny pop-up. She had a pop-up
today
here in LA. So props to everyone that was able to go. They got photo cards. One of our friends went. And it looked pretty awesome. And it was nice that I knew it. Like,
of course she's going to show up. She's going to show up. She's here, so why wouldn't she?
She's 100% going to show up. Plus, like I said, like I feel like she's one of the more misunderstood. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Most misunderstood K-pop celebrities, to be honest. She gets so much hate and so many haters.
I feel like the haters are all in Korea, though.
Yeah, of course. They're mostly in Asia, of course, and especially Korea, because Korea's full of haters.
Fucking K-net.
Don't worry, Haley. You could vent about that very soon. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she gets a lot of love here in the U.S. I mean, like, a lot of global blinks. Like, we just, you know, we love them.
International fans.
It's very, like, there's a lot of support. So she had a good time. You could tell she was having a great time, too. So that's all that matters. It was nice for her to see everyone. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I have FOMO with that. But we can move on now, Haley. Mm-hmm. But first, because I know you're itching to talk about it.
Yeah.
We should probably take a bathroom break or a water break if needed. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell for the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we are here talking about K-pop and K-pop. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to message us, please DM us on there.
And chat K-pop, of course. We do that with plenty of you. And we'll do that some more. And don't forget to add us on Rhythm Hive. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's Joko Bunny.
Yes.
And it's all together, one giant word. Mm-hmm. J-O-C-O.
Yes.
Bunny. And with that said, Haley, should we get started? Are you ready?
This is so disappointing to me because, like, I usually do my notes for the podcast, like, as the news comes. So, like, I thought that I was going to come to you guys this week with such good news that, okay, this is my original news that I had written down.
And this is because this is what originally happened.
Yes.
So, yeah, what do you have for us, Haley?
So, originally, I was going to be like, Seunghan is officially coming back to Rise. Rise is 7, OT7, yay!
If you didn't know, Seunghan had a falling out with Rise because of...
Well, so, I mean, he was put on hiatus for 10 months. I don't know why it was so fucking long. But to refresh your memories on the reason why he was even put on this freaking hiatus
Let me start rolling my eyes already for you.
So, the reason why he was put on hiatus was because leaks of private pre-Rise photos and videos showed Seunghan kissing an unidentified woman in a bed and smoking a cigarette. This is pre-debut. He has not even debuted as a freaking idol yet. He's like... So this was all leaked when he debuted. Because so fucking people held it to wait, hating of course, and want it's him out because they're held. Like...
Till they debut. Artist debut or exactly. Something really good happens.
Because K-Nets want to bring him down because they're like, this is not acceptable behavior of an idol. They shouldn't have a girlfriend. They shouldn't be like smoking cigarettes. Like he is not fit to be an idol. So SM decided to put Seunghan on an indefinite hiatus. To be honest, and I think I've mentioned this before when we've talked about Rise, I didn't think he was ever going to come back. Like I was like, there's no word.
Oh, no, we thought he was done.
Like, I thought, like, this indefinite hiatus was just going to, like, fizzle out and he'll just, like, disappear. Like, not even be mentioned again. So this news, when it came to me that he was coming back to Rise and that they were welcoming him back, I was like, wow, I can't even believe it. Like, I even messaged all my friends who were into Rise and Seunghan was, like, their bias. Like, he was only in the group for 2 months before they, like, kicked him out, basically. And I was like, oh my god, your bias is coming back. And, like, we were, like, super excited and stuff like that. And then...
Fast forward. 1 day later.
No, 2 days.
2 days later after this news dropped.
Right, because, like, the SM had even, like, put out, like, this whole letter, like, welcoming him back and everything. So I was like, this is for real. Like, this is actually happening. 2 days later, they release another letter saying that Sung Han will be departing from SM Entertainment. And they also had Sung Han, he also wrote a letter too, and saying basically, I mean, like, I don't want to read it because it's super long.
Yeah, just give us a Cliff Notes, some Spark Notes summary.
But basically he, I don't even have it here. But and he was just saying like a lot of people were obviously like looking forward to having him back and like were excited. But then he felt like it was better for him to leave because I'll get into it. But better for him to leave because he didn't want to bring down the other members or the company from all the fucking hate that he was getting when SM announced that he was coming back. That whole freaking 2 days he was getting death threats.
It was insane.
It was crazy. He got death threats. He got funeral wreaths set up in front of the SM building.
Like literally, these like, are wreaths
telling him to die.
That people usually purchase for like when someone dies.
Like for a funeral. Sung Han is very much alive. He's 21 years old. He's so young. Like why are they even doing this? Because obviously they didn't want him to come back.
The level of pettiness in Korea blows my mind. Because I'm sure like those costed something.
And, oh, I'm sure they're expensive.
There was literally, there's like, it looked like
there's over 1,000.
No, you're shitting.
No, I'm not.
I was
going to
say hundreds, no. But I was going to jokingly.
Someone counted it.
I was jokingly going to say
people
hundreds.
Were saying there was like you, over 1,000 wreaths put out in front of SM. No, I'm
not. Over 1,000? Are
that's
you,
why.
I'm literally going to say hundreds of them, but I was going to also say like, but no. I might be exaggerating. So I was not exaggerating if I was going to say hundreds. Hundreds
but isn't
and hundreds.
That crazy? And the reason why people were doing this is because because
they have nothing else to fucking do with their lives. They're, I don't know where the fuck they get this money from anyways. And they have, and they're fucking sad, petty, lonely people.
Basically, these OT6 stands are basically saying, it's not fair. He shouldn't come back. Like, this is not fair for the members. Like, why should he be brought back after all the stuff that he did? Like,
he did? What did he do?
We didn't I know, he didn't do anything. Literally, this guy did nothing.
To the members.
To the, he
the
did
fact
nothing
that they
to the
say
members.
What he did to the members, like, he knew shit.
Because they feel like they're going to, like, have a downfall if Sung Han is brought back. Yeah, no,
the downfall is because you guys are creating and orchestrating it.
The downfall is happening right now.
Yeah, because they did it. Yeah. They were creating the downfall. Didn't you tell me, like, all the members were happy to have him back? So, like, if you wanted to follow what the members, what your OT6 members, like, wanted, you would accept them back because they're happy and that's what they wanted. Like, what the fuck kind of delusional pettiness shit is this? All right, your turn.
I'm trying to find out because where I put this, but then because like, so when Sung Han came back on the first day, there was already so much hate towards him and Rise being like, they're like, Rise is OT6, like there's no 7, like he's, so Wonbin, my bias from Rise, he even put out a letter on Weverse to address all of this because he knows what is happening. He's seen like all the things that are being posted about Sung Han and Rise. And he basically said, this is just like the gist of it. I think the Weverse letter has been taken down since then. I have it screenshot. So if you guys want to read it, I have it. Just DM me.
DM permission to stand podcast.
But then basically like Wonbin was saying like, please, like he was pleading to these fucking K-Nets, like, can you just support us? Like, Sung Han is back. We want to be, like, happy and, like, cherish this moment because, he said, the members and the company have been talking months on months on months.
Yeah, you think it just happened out of nowhere? Oh, no. Just welcome back. Of course, it's a whole damn process.
Yes, it's a whole like, process, like, back and forth, like, trying to decide if this is a good idea to even bring Sung Han back. And the members were like all for him coming back and they wanted him to come back. And then he's like, so can you please just support us as OT7, like as 7 members? Like he even Wonbin saying that, like for him to come and say that on Weverse, like it still didn't do anything. Like these OT6 stands are fucking crazy, like to an extent where like all those wreaths were just put up and nothing was taken down, so I blame SM okay, also.
That's the next part of this whole sequence.
SM did nothing to protect him.
SM Entertainment. You guys are one of the big four companies. You guys, like, in terms of music and K-pop, of course.
Yeah.
You guys failed miserably again. You guys have a track record of your own artists
committing suicide,
killing themselves because
no one helps them.
Because, I mean, some of the situations were a little different. But
some of them were bullied too. Well, like there was Sully
was Sully was bullied. I mean, I was talking about like, you know, Shiny
with Jonghan.
Jonghan was like kind of different, but in the end, it's just SM is failing to take care and protect their artists is like the whole like summary of this. In addition to how crazy these K-nets / keyboard warriors who would dare not to show their faces in public, in person.
Right.
And will hide always behind their phone or a keyboard and is able to talk shit and do all this shit. I think SM totally failed because...
Because, like, I was telling Joko, I was like, okay, if they're putting it up in front of their fucking building, if you see it...
thousands of wreaths...
If you go outside and see this, like, wouldn't you be, and, like, read it and be like, oh, fuck. Like, we should take this shit down.
You guys
down.
Have security. You guys have a big, you're a huge conglomerate.
And, like,
to be
I
able
was
to just have security.
Take that when, shit down.
Once one is up, you take one down. You just keep taking them down. Who the fuck cares?
Their excuse was it's not on their property.
Oh, that's
bullshit.
Bitch,
I don't fucking care.
It's towards your artist.
That's why, like, and oh, you think is, those K-nets have, like, the freaking, are they allowed to be putting it up? That's not their property either. Like, I don't understand it. Because, like, honestly, if I was there, I would have fucking gone and, like, pushed all that shit down. And some OT7 stands did.
Some people, like, were doing the work that some, you know, a lot of global fans
Which was amazing because people were cutting off, like, the freaking signs that were, like, basically wishing that Seonghan was, like, dead.
But
and, like, also they were, like, even confronting some of the OT6 stands, like, you shouldn't be doing this. But it's not enough. It's not their fucking job. It should be
it's
SM.
It's not exactly. Like, props to them. But honestly, they're not supposed to be doing this. It's the company. The label should be taking care of the artist.
They didn't protect him at all. Like, they just was like, okay, all these K-nets are doing this. This looks like a bad idea. We shouldn't bring him back. Okay, we should tell him to write a letter saying, like, he's going to leave RISE because it's better for the members and for the company. Bitch, like, fucking just take that shit down and protect him. You have so much money and power.
A lot of things would have gone way differently if SM had just stopped.
Yeah, they didn't do anything for him.
Did something. Instead of just watching and letting it happen, then dropping that bombshell that, Seonghan is leaving again. Permanently, and it's the company too this time.
Right. I'm like, were they just like peeking through the blinds watching
those
people
that's what
put
it
that
sounds
shit
like.
Up?
And they're just like letting him watch. And I think I saw some videos. I don't know if it's actually him where like, I don't know if
it's
you saw
him.
That. Like he's just walking
it's
through
him.
It at night. Like when, you know, everything's like at nighttime late and he's just like looking at it.
So the
what kind of emotional trauma
will
that cause to a young adult?
Right.
Seeing wreaths of his name, like, you know, where that he's supposed that it's
that
used
he's dead,
for funerals
basically.
To die and that he's dead. Like that's what blows my mind. Like there's a lot of nice things about Asia in terms of technology advancement and, you know, entertainment. Well, guess what? When it comes to the type of people that are doing this kind of shit, like bullying and everything,
you guys,
top
bad.
The list for the best bullies in the world.
But the thing, it sucks because, like, for Seonghan to be able to see something like that when he was supposed to, you know, probably thinking like, oh my god, like so many fans, because I've seen on RISE's posts and everything. Ever since he got put on hiatus, RISE is 7. And you know what? It's all international fans, which is the shitty part. I'm sure there's like some Korean fans,
no, of course,
obviously.
Yeah. We're
like, I'm not saying it's like not all
we're not
all
saying
of
all
them.
K-Nets and K-fans are like insane. Like,
but,
there is a very nice bunch of you that definitely
protect.
Have their head in the right place, that have common sense, empathy, and can like have better judgment against stuff like this.
But
even if you didn't like him, and you might not have wanted to put a fucking death wreath up, like that's crossing the line. There's a line that's been crossed, and it feels like it's been crossed so many times, like in Korea when it comes to these. And you, everyone in Korea, we'll talk about it again, like bring it up. You guys are fed so well. You guys get a lot of these cool things for free, like, you know, performances, fan meets on the street, weekends. And like, it's like wild to me. Like, it's, and it's very affordable and cheap. Like, you have no idea. Like, if people here in the, in global community, and especially the US, if we were able to have access to all that stuff, especially like at the type of cost, if it's comparable to what we usually pay for K-pop here in America, you guys in Korea, like the quote unquote K fans, will be left with nothing. You guys will not be able to get anything. Mm-hmm. And it's so disappointing.
I mean, I honestly, I'm still so mad about it. But of the course. Good, I mean, so there, like we said, there's obviously good Korean fans, and they did make message boards for Seunghan, but then you know what?
That's only
do you know what makes me even more mad? Those positive fucking banners were taken down by security.
Oh my god.
Like, you're gonna leave up that fucking death threats, but then you're gonna.
Serious?
No, I'm fucking serious.
This SM Secure. Oh.
Not, I don't think it was SM Security. Oh, just like some, but then, somewhere. Like, obviously, like, security is able to take positive things down. Why aren't they taking those
the negative down? Yeah, death wreaths, like,
so that made me so pissed off. But I think I think he did, he was able to see them before they were
taken
down.
Doesn't matter, but
I know but
it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
The thing is, like,
can we flash forward to the next part of this chapter, which is everyone boycotting them?
Yeah, so and now there's a huge boycott. And whoa, it's because of the international fans. And, like, I'll mention it again. International fans did send support trucks in front of SM as well. So, like, I hope that he saw those, which is amazing because those things are expensive too. But at least they were...
And
like,
it's more difficult to kind of set them up, especially internationally. So right, I'm sure, like, they had to communicate with... The good fans, the good guys in Korea.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, send them money and figure all that shit out. But, yeah.
Yeah. So now there's for the... Because the international fans did start this boycott. And basically they're saying, please do not follow... Like, unfollow Rise. I mean, it broke my heart that I had to do that. But I unfollow...
Because it's part of... It's the company that controls and everything. Not just that.
Just unfollow them on all social media.
Along with
what?
Not buying albums.
Oh, yeah. Like,
well, the sales and purchases.
Don't buy any of their albums. So it's funny because
hit SM where it hurts in terms of, like, this group.
Because, like, a lot of international fans are saying, like, you don't even listen to us, but you're using us when we buy your merch.
So and we're, like, not going to listen to you?
Yeah, exactly. Because they're like... Because obviously a lot of international fans are OT7. And they're the ones who have been supporting him. Like, that message from the beginning. So what is nice is that a lot of major global retailers and local
which is
K-pop
insane.
Stores.
It's actually huge because
it's like a whole movement.
These are the
right
big
now.
Distributors and companies and like that actually even sell stuff to us.
Right.
We purchase,
I mean, we
from
buy
some
from
of
these local
and
stores.
That means many, like, thousands and thousands of K-pop fans also buy from these shops too. And now they're part of this movement.
Yeah, so basically they're suspending all Rise merch and album sales, and they're not restocking, so there will be no, like, you can't buy Rise shit from any of these K-pop stores that are going along with the boycott. I can't even think right now. But
yeah,
no, I'm not. Also, so...
Say stuff that you need to say let go of first, Haley, because I feel like... You're just like...
Oh, so some of the stores, because Sub-K is a huge one. And I buy from them all the time. And I feel like they were one of the first ones to be put out a message on their Instagram saying, like, we are not going to be distributing any Rise merch from now. And then there's also Soulstop, Light Up K, K-Pop Castle, like, even our local stores, like K-Pop Bestie, LA. Yeah. And I saw there was ones even from, like, Europe and, like, all around the globe. All these K-pop stores are coming together to say, like, no buying any Rise merch.
Yeah, because we have... SM needs to understand the big mistake they made. Because they've been doing this mistake many times. And it's like, if something happens to Seunghan...
Yeah.
This is going to be another level. Because social media and everything, like...
Is aware.
When all the stuff happened with Sully and for Jonghan, it's like, that was a while back. That was pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. But with where everything is now, this is going to hit on a different level if anything happens to this guy.
Right. SM is going to be fucked. The thing is, like, so many... because the international fans were the ones that were starting this. They even said, like, use hashtags such as, like, SM supports bullying. And that one is, like, over a million. Like, there's so many people just posting that. Because, honestly... when it comes down to it, SM is supporting bullying because he was bullied out of the fucking group, basically, for doing nothing wrong.
Literally leaving the death threats out is support enough.
Right.
And then not doing anything about it, then just announcing he's gone.
So, yeah, basically, if you are following Rise still, just please unfollow them for the time being on all, like, social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, just to, like, support the movement. I think... someone was, like, tracking how many people. So I think before this boycott, they had 4 or something million followers, and now it's down to, like, 3.9. So, I mean, like, it's dropping.
That's pretty small. I thought you were going to say something else.
I know. It's something small right now, but, yeah. I mean, just go with the movement.
I thought you were going to say at least half, but I wish. That's not what I expected.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, but that's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you sure? You could let out a vent, whatever. You seem like you were, like, frazzled, so, like, throughout the
I'm
whole
already
thing.
Frazzled. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It makes me so mad because, like, honestly, I just wanted them to be seven again. And what's funny but not funny is that on Rise's official Instagram, they were like, season's greetings! And they dropped the merch.
Season's greetings. Oh, here's some season's greetings.
Bitch, and then, like, all the comments were just like, Rise is seven! So, like, that's all the comments. Thank God. I mean, they should fucking know. Piss off with your damn merch and get Sunghun back and freaking redeem yourself. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's another just a lot of drama everywhere.
But this one's pretty bad, to be
this
honest.
This is bad. I mean,
like, you can't do that. He's fucking someone's child and you're, like, harassing him like that and telling him to die.
Yeah, other people, and then your company that you work for isn't even protecting you.
Exactly.
So
it's like, if I was him, to be honest, I wouldn't even fucking come back to the damn company, because, like, if they can't even protect me, why the fuck am I gonna work for them?
Yeah, well,
at this time. Yeah.
Like, that's, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Speaking of K-Nets, there's more.
There's a couple. Here's one more thing. So K-Nets also demand that Jessie, yes, everyone's favorite crazy girl Jessie, they demand her to leave the country, like South Korea, following an assault on one of her fans made by one of her acquaintances, which apparently is, I think, one of her bodyguards. Apparently, so they want her to leave the country. And not even the bodyguard, and, like, they're just putting all the blame on her. Like, it still makes no sense.
That's not her. Like, she wasn't the one that assaulted the fan.
If one of your friends, who you have no control of, like, you know, whatever the hell they do, does something, and you get punished for it, like, does that make sense? No.
But the thing is, like, I've seen so many videos where the security guards and shit just fucking push over these people that are trying to get too close to the idols.
They're
so
doing their job kind of thing. So
that's their job. So, like, why is that considered assault?
You know what's crazy? Like, it seems like it's, like, almost like personal space is, like, not a thing, like, in, like, around Asia sometimes.
Bitch,
that's why they need these big bodyguards to push them away.
Yeah, they need.
It's like,
huge,
you guys,
ones.
People, like, jump through and, like, you know, really break, like, security protocols, and they, like, do all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's why they need security guards, because of all the stuff they have. The security
guards. Yeah, but supposedly this person wanted a fucking photo with Jessie, and Jessie denied it twice, and then I don't know if it's a security guard, like, bodyguard punched the person in the face or something.
Well, I mean, like, if they already said no twice, too, it's like, you can't always have it your way. They might not be having a good day, or, like, they might not want to take pictures at that time. Just respect it. Like, if you're a quote-unquote fan, right? All these people, all these K-Nets and shit from all this stuff are quote-unquote fans. I don't even... Why are we labeling them as fans?
They're not.
They're not, right? They're clout chasers and, like,
they're
all
fucking
other
crazy,
shit.
Honestly.
Because if you're a fan, you're just respectful of, like, you know, whatever your artist, like, says or does, and just leave it at that. Because I don't know. It's just... It's so... This whole thing with all the K-Nets and all these, like, keyboard warriors, it's insane. It's gotten, like, It's not in a good place
right now. I feel like it's gotten worse. 100%. I mean, like, back when I was into K-pop, it was, like, there were K-nets and stuff, but it wasn't this crazy.
I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know what the heck.
People feel more entitled. I don't even know. They're giving them too much power, and it's, like, controlling these idols' lives.
It's controlling, like, livelihoods of the idols mm-hmm. and, like, even the companies, like... It's a boundary and like a line that like is getting crossed too much now these days. Mm-hmm. Like all this, like you said, all the bullying and like whatever they like. As soon as like the general public, which is not always the full on consensus, mm-hmm. makes an opinionated like decision, it's like they just go headstrong into it without like thinking or without empathy or whatever. Nothing.
When it's something negative, they have to like straight away like not even do anything to protect the extreme.
You're trying to kick Jessie out of Korea. This is the stupidest one of the stupidest headlines I've ever read in an article.
Bitch, you guys should leave Korea instead. If you don't like it, just move.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, yeah.
This also kind of, like, deals with K-Nets, too. This was stupid also. So, like, Boy Next Door, prior, they were endorsed by Samsung Galaxy. So, they all had, like, Galaxy phones and stuff. But recently, I guess that contract had ended. And so, now they are being endorsed by Apple. So, when they were going to Madrid and they were seen at the airport, all of Boy Next Door members were sporting new Apple phones and those... What are those things called? The
AirPods?
No, not the AirPods. The big ones. The earphones. Like those fancy Air Maxes, I think they're called.
Isn't that the shoe?
No. AirPod Max. That's what it's called. Stop it. AirPod Max. So they were all... I don't know. And then like the way that they were posing in the photo... Like they were really showing that it was Apple. And K-Nets got mad at this and said that they are being very... their attitude was not good. They're very ungrateful that they were with Galaxy and like that endorsement. And they said that they did not earn this with Apple. It's just because like it was all thanks to Galaxy. I don't know. It's all very fucking stupid. It's stupid.
And then because I mean like I know Samsung is a Korean company. Yeah. But like at the same time.
And the K-Nets
this is going overboard.
K-Nets were getting mad because
K-Nets sponsored by Samsung? Like, what the fuck?
I don't fucking know. But the K-Nets are getting mad because they're like, oh yeah, even at like their music shows for Boy Next Door, like Samsung Galaxy even like provided a coffee, you know, those coffee shops.
Yeah, because they used to sponsor them. When you're under a new fucking sponsor, you were sponsored by that new fucking company when the contract is done.
It's just stupid.
I'm telling you, there's a lack of common sense that's going on like in this the world of K-Nets and Keyboard Warriors. It blows my mind.
It's so dumb. And it's like people read into things too much. It's like,
yeah,
he's probably just taking a photo and he has his phone out. Like
people are so sensitive.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
People are getting extra sensitive because they start thinking like, you know, they can voice out way more stuff in their like heads, but like it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. It's stupid. Moving on to something more cutesy.
Oh boy.
ZB1 is now with Pokemon and they are doing the theme song.
It was cool because they were taking pictures.
Only one story.
They were taking pictures with all the newest Pokemon. Gen mm-hmm. starter Pokemon, like for Coco.
Quaxly.
Of course, Quaxly.
Brigatino?
Yes.
Something like that. And also...
Spaghetti!
And also, of course, Pikachu. It's really cute. Go check it out. They all did, like, dance challenges with each of the Pokemon. Like, each member took a Pokemon and did a dance challenge. And for some reason, I think, like, Ricky is the one that's really promoting for them. Because he put out a video as well. And he was, like, talking about Pokemon. And he was with Pikachu and stuff. So I was like, wow, this is so cool. Because I just did my nails for Pokemon as well. Perfect and we love Pokemon. So it was exciting to see. Because we all know that Enhypen did one with Pokemon, but now I guess it's ZB1's turn.
Very cool. Which is so very cute. Yeah, I really like that a lot too. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny, some of the pictures and videos you sent me.
I was like, oh, it's so cute. And like, because obviously the mascots can't really dance. They're just like flapping their little wings. Just
wobbling around, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's cute. Go check it out. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Everyone, I implore everyone to take a very well-deserved bathroom and water break from these K-nets, stressing Haley out.
Support Songhan.
Support
OT7, Rise.
Common sense. Support empathy. Support not, you know, bullying and not being mean.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
We have too much of that in the world already.
Do, like, people not think that, like, they're hurting someone else? They don't.
No, they don't.
I don't fucking get it. Bitch, you want me to fucking do that to you? Damn, because, I'm going to send you 1,000 death wreaths then. Like, I don't understand. Like,
it's called selfishness, Haley. They only care about what they want. They're like, I only want 6 people in this group.
You know what's dumb, too, is that, like, some of those OT6 stands were, like, doing TikTok dance challenges in front of the fucking wreaths. Bitch, I would have punched you in the face if I was there. Isn't that dumb? And they posted it. And, like, all these people found all their, like, personal information, of course.
Good.
Fuck you guys. So stupid.
You guys deserve whatever is coming for you.
I know.
You,
Seriously, honestly. They're all, like, ugly as fuck, too. So.
You know what you didn't even bring up that you told me off, like, on the side?
What?
That, like, people outside of the K-pop community, like, influencers... Yeah. That don't even know shit about K-pop are
they
They are getting involved with the bullying problem.
Because it's not okay to bully like that.
Yes.
What the f-
Think about it from an outside perspective. Like, can't you just think how bad and how wrong
it's
that
so
looks?
Fucked
You're
up.
Sending, like, this young adult who,
funeral
like,
wreaths.
Wreaths.
He's not dead, bitch.
Funeral wreaths, you know, death wreaths, death threats.
That's so fucked up.
And then you come to find out the reason why is because before he even debuted, like,
he had a girlfriend.
He had a girlfriend.
And he smoked a cigarette. Oh, wow. That's
so
bad.
Do you guys not remember what the fuck happened with Tail?
Yeah, go fucking send him death. No, don't do that. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. That's
don't
mean.
Say that,
don't
Haley.
Do that.
Stop yourself because you're out of control.
I stopped myself. But honestly,
no, but
like nothing bad like
all
that
this,
happened to him.
All of this stuff, like Tail, we just talked about him a few weeks ago. He sexually assaulted people.
And harassed someone for 6 years. Who was underage? Like,
and
I don't...
then people don't want him. Like, I know SM removed him.
Yeah, they did.
Thank goodness. That's like one thing SM did.
And you know what?
Right.
They officially put saying that they ended his contract on October 15th. It's like, why didn't you do that when it happened? Like, are you only putting this out now because you
Haley,
want to
calm
like,
down? Calm
want
down.
To take away from Songhan.
Calm down. So like, let's that's true too. But I'm just saying, like, it, all in all, it's. Like, people's focus is more so on trying to kick someone out for, like, for reasons that are nothing compared to, like, what this other guy did.
Exactly. And a lot of those sexual offenders and stuff, they're, like, walking free and, like, partying in clubs and shit. They,
but the
they
people,
should be in jail.
The people in jail, no, guess what? The people in jail are the people that smoke marijuana.
I know. That makes so much sense, you guys.
Yeah, all these sex offenders
oh,
and all this
wow.
shit are just having...
And rapists, you
are
know.
Are able to get out and just live their lives normally. Because
fucking
there's
hell.
Something wrong
with
in
the
South
law.
Korea
mm-hmm.
in terms of that. That's a big problem.
Right.
And so much for this water break. So
I'm sorry.
During this water break, don't forget to leave a like, rating, subscribe, as Haley and I get so very enthusiastic and emotionally involved and concerned in these kind of problems, which are big problems because, you know, like, this isn't just something in Korea, South Korea.
No,
these are problems that reach livelihoods of, like, people around us. Like, we probably know friends and we know people who are bullied or kids that are bullied, like, they're kids. And it's just wrong.
I've been bullied.
And it's, like, not even, it's not correct.
It's
I think I got bullied a little bit, too, in elementary school, too.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
so fucked up.
Like, it's not right. Mm-mm. Like, especially to this level. These are grown adults wishing these kind of things and buying these wreaths. You think kids and teenagers can afford thousands of death wreaths? No, these are working fucking adults that are using all their stupid money and time on stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't forget to leave us a like, rating, subscribe, follow at the Permission to Stand Podcast. Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Permission to Stand Podcast. Is that right? No, what the fuck am I doing? Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and DM us there if you want to message us. I'm sorry. I'm so mad.
I know you are. And then the thing is, we have TikTok. You can check us out there, follow us, but we're not active there. I think I slowly might start working on it again because nothing happened in the U.S. with like it being blocked.
It
still
it's
seems
fine now.
Soon.
Yeah.
And honestly, another thing is I think I'm going to start. Oh, it's going to take a lot of work and time, but I just have to be at it just like how we record this podcast every week. I want to start uploading stuff to YouTube for YouTube Shorts because we have great videos and fan cams. That needs to be shared because so many people watch YouTube shorts and YouTube videos that don't watch TikTok. Go on Instagram.
People don't have TikToks though.
Like, so there you, I mean, some people, a lot of people don't have Instagram either. So it goes both ways because I know a lot of people who are just like only on TikTok also. So. Yeah. But everyone, like, especially my, like, even my parents, like, they watch YouTube. So we'll see. Maybe
even when I tried to send my dad something on TikTok, he's like, sorry, I don't have it. I'm like,
oh, yeah, you can't watch it. So YouTube might be the next thing. I'll even start re-uploading and doing stuff like with our old videos, concert videos and stuff. It'd be just nice to like watch and see and to share because it's always fun for me when I like watch like cool fan cams and stuff that's on Instagram that pops up on my feed. So it's kind of cool because then it would like, you know, then fellow Blink will see us talking to Jennie, seeing her smile, right, making her laugh with when we had matching moles when we made her laugh. So all that good stuff. So when that comes, please support us there. And Haley, let's get started. The last part, BTS and Stray Kids. BTS, let's do it.
Hobie's back. He came back today. Yay. There's two members now. I can't believe it. Two members are back. I can't believe it either, how fast that went. Yeah, so he returned today and Jin was there and he came with like a huge bouquet of roses, flowers
yeah,
for Hobie. He was dressed up in this maroon.
This crazy like
suit.
Head to toe maroon.
I was like, wow, Jin.
Burgundy.
He's going to take Hobie out on a date or something, I feel like.
And he also was like, he was holding all the microphones.
Yeah, so like when Hobie was doing like his speech when he came out from the military, and there was like this huge bundle of microphones.
It looked like a bouquet of, microphones too.
And this one lady, she was holding it, and it's heavy, obviously, because there's like probably 10 mics in there. And Jin came and he kneeled down and he took it from her. And she was like, are you sure? Are you sure? He's like, yeah, it's heavy. Just go, just go. So what a gentleman. So he was holding it for
He's just squatting in his burgundy suit.
Yeah. So yes, he's finally back. And Hobie did a Weverse Live right after.
Right after. Like, it was really, it was literally like me and Haley were just talking like an hour or two ago. And yeah, he really, you know how it is.
Yeah, so looking forward to both of their endeavors
and adventures,
I guess. Speaking of Jin, he is, we already talked about this, but his extended version of Supertuna is out. But he also announced that he is doing a solo album.
Oh, we didn't even talk about it, but when it gets closer, we'll do it. But yeah,
November
you're right.
November 15, yeah. Jin's first album.
It's called Happy, I believe, right?
Yes, and it will be 6 tracks, and each with its own unique vibe.
The crazy,
all grounded in a band sound, he said.
The crazy part about this whole thing is that I told Haley, I got a notification on Weverse saying like, oh, you could have a fan call with Jin. And I was like, wait, what? That usually means there's an album dropping.
Yes.
So it like all dropped at the same time. It just exploded. So yeah, you can even do a Weverse fan call from the global site. And unlike how NewJeans and LaSeraphim is for some reason, like in the global site and Boy Next Door, where you cannot purchase it if you're outside of Korea, why even have it as a global thing? Mm-hmm. That way they prevent international fans from having fan calls,
right?
Which is
we
dumb.
Need it
we
the most,
support
bitch.
The groups more than the damn K-Nets that are
Hello?
Freaking assholes.
But the thing is, like, we should get the fan calls because do you think we can?
How the hell
see
can
fan
we
meets
see
in Korea?
You have the they have the in person fan meets
I
and
don't
like
get it.
It makes no sense. Anyway. Anyways, but for some reason BTS is still doing it right. So Big Hit, whoever's in charge of Big Hit and Big Hit Weverse, thank you, because global fans are allowed to enter this fan call. 50 people will be able to do a fan call with Jin after obviously purchasing that specific set or specific ones that say, like, you know, this is for the raffle.
Right.
So there you go. I mean, it's cool because I went all the way to the checkout part and it is, and I just wanted to see. I didn't buy it, but I'm like, will it let me get to the end of the checkout? And yeah, you can check out. So good luck to all our fellow ARMY that's trying to talk to Jin.
Yes.
So there you go.
You should dress up as a tuna.
100%. Or hold a bunch of tuna with you if you win.
Also, we did
make sure they're blushing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We also did go and see Jungkook's movie, I Am Still.
It was actually, the original one was broadcasted in theaters when we were in Hawaii.
Right,
we didn't
so
have
we didn't
time.
Get to see it.
But apparently, like, like literally when we arrived, like a week later, I told Haley, I was like, what is this? Like, they're having it one more time, and there's like an extra 20-minute sing along.
Yeah.
So we got tickets. We went this Saturday, and we watched it.
It's really good. I like the way that they did the movie. It's documentary style, following his whole journey for 8 months when he was like promoting his album Golden in the U.S.
We've watched a lot of like these K-pop things. Usually is like a documentary slash concert for the most part, unless it's a full-on concert.
Yeah.
Like we watch 17, we watch Blackpink, and it's like interviews, and then they you know, they that's how they do it in a small like documentary style. They interview, then they do songs, like performances. Yeah. This one for Jungkook is the best one, because not only were they interviews, it was really like there was an actual story. Like, yeah, like Haley said, you followed the journey from him talking about him starting his solo. We follow him through the first, like, you know, throughout kind of like the process recording wise, when he met with all the different producers here in America, and then when he had his performances here in America,
for the Global Citizen, and then,
and it was just interesting because it was a great timeline, and in between that there we got sprinkled in with some performances in terms of like the actual big performance that he had like in Korea, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
He did it for like fans and everything. It was really well directed, really well scripted. The music was good too, like the ambiance and the music for the background. Because I like, you know, I listen to all these things, and it just meshed so well. It was the flow was really good as a film itself. So I would even recommend it to people who are just, you know, like, maybe just even like casual fans of K-pop, because it's nice because you get to see the whole process and how much work and time
he put a lot of work into
these idols really do and put, you know, for their fans.
And the thing with Jungkook too, like, even though he's been doing this for years, he'll always say like, I'm nervous, like, I'm scared that this is not going to do well. Like, he's like, I don't know if they'll recognize me still, like, being like a solo artist without BTS, kind of thing. So like, he went through those whole like emotions. It's interesting,
like, he was very like very open with all like his insecurities, and it's kind of cool how they did it. And then it kind of makes sense. He, like, the way he brought it up even in the beginning was like, you know, this is a debut for myself. Like, this is
it's not a comeback.
It's not a comeback. This is an actual debut. And it's just really cool, like the whole process, even recording and like seeing like the talent level in terms of like international. Like, it was, you know, here in LA.
Yeah.
The I forgot the producer's name.
The way that they do it compared to Korea.
Like, it's like even Jungkook was, you know, making comments about it, how different it is. Yeah. And it was a good experience because he needed it, and he practiced so much his English.
Yeah,
to be honest,
they
so
had
props
to like
him.
make sure that he was like pronouncing
like,
everything correctly.
All the
correctly.
Pronunciations and like how he enunciated everything was like, you know, like they allowed him to keep repeating himself. Like,
until,
you know, they were patient
right.
enough till he got it. But it was kind of different, especially like how the setup is too. Like which we may be used to in America, because I've seen like how like rock groups and stuff like produce and different things, you know, like they have different setups. It's not as like super serious looking sometimes compared to the ones I've seen in Korea.
Yeah, because Jungkook was saying too, it was so quick. Like, the process for the recording was quick. They were like done. But like, when they're doing it in Korea, it's over like a couple of days.
It takes a while sometimes. Yeah. And it's just like it kind of blew his mind. So it was a cool perspective for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to see his own thoughts on everything. And honestly, like, yeah, the producer that did Seven was also the one that did Standing Next to You. And man, he's fucking good.
Yeah,
I mean,
those songs are amazing.
Were like, are some of the best songs I've heard in K-pop.
Yeah,
like
so
I
good.
Love those songs. And then it's crazy because it's coming from an American producer kind of thing. And I know there's a lot of American producers that help, you know, create a lot of these K-pop hits.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
like we're talking about,
and some
a lot
of them are
Twice
not even well
and everything.
Known either.
Yeah,
they're like smaller.
And then yeah, it's really cool though. So respect to them, and it's nice to see that, you know, like K-pop is getting opinions and influences, you know, from global producers and stuff. It's not just all in-house. Of course, they have their good in-house producers too. But it's nice to see because it's like a big global community. And that's what it's all about. I think good music, internationally appreciated and respected.
Right.
So overall, the film, if you ever have the chance to check it out, if they have put it on Disney Plus
or
something.
I'm sure I'll be on Disney Plus.
What is it called again?
I am still.
And that's Jungkook's thing. Check it out. It's a really good watch. If you're not even ARMY, it's just interesting, the whole thing.
Because
they did a good job in terms of like presenting K-pop and the process. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic film.
Yeah, and they took us all the way to the end where he was getting his hair shaved.
Yeah, oh man. Haley cried when his their hairstylist is the one that
barber
cut his hair. So it was really cool because
he was crying.
Their hairstylist was crying, so it was emotional, and it was just interesting because it shows, you know, like it really shows the connection and like how far along they've come, the types of connections and relationships they have, even with, you know, people at that level, that type of staff. So it's really cool. It was a really nice, humbling thing. We got photo cards.
Oh, yeah.
We had photo card giveaways. It was cool. It was like a holographic Jungkook card.
Yeah. I was like surprised. I mean, I kind of knew about it, but then I forgot.
I didn't even know about it at all. So that was a pleasant surprise. It was cool because one of our other friends watched the film, like the initial run, and I guess there's different photo cards. Yeah. We're going to just swap trade with them. So, do a trade. So, that's pretty cool, though. Mm-hmm. We need more films like this. Yes. I feel like they don't do it here because
Where's Stray Kids one? I'm waiting.
But like, first off, they don't even have one in Korea. I'm still talking about, like, in general, because I know I've announced one, and it's only in Korea.
Oh,
If they did it here, like, they should just do what they did for Jungkook. Like, just have it for one weekend.
Select theaters,
Select theaters and just have it for a weekend. Like, you don't have to be having it in theaters for, like, a couple weeks.
Because what happened to Espa?
Yeah, look at what happened. But, like, just have it for 2 to 3 days kind of thing. Wait, what happened with Espa? Besides, we got dicked over.
But yeah, that's it. Like, because not enough people were going to see it, so they didn't even give them the film, and you guys couldn't watch it.
Yeah, well, especially because that's specifically like a Screen X.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was like really, it was just a bad timing because we watched Blackpink Screen X in that same theater.
Yeah.
So that was honestly, you can't bring up Espa. I think that's like that would throw people off. That's like not a wrong that's a wrong comparison because that was just a weird situation with what happened. But yeah, I mean, I would have watched it again, especially if there's photo card incentives and cool giveaways and stuff. So yeah, I hope they consider that in the future to like do it globally just for a weekend. Like it doesn't have to be like a full on week or anything like that. Just maybe a couple of days.
Moving on. So Bang Chan did Lisa's dance challenge.
Doing Stray Kids now.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to Stray Kids.
That's what I said.
Haley.
I said moving
on. No, you just said moving on.
I thought we were talking about
BTS still.
Don't touch me. Bang Chan does Lisa's dance challenge for Moonlit Floor, which is like amazing because I feel like Bang Chan barely ever does dance challenges, but I guess Lisa got him to do this one and he looks so
shy. They're good friends after all. What blows my mind is a lot of people were like shocked. I wasn't that shocked.
Shocked for what?
That like, oh my god, Bang Chan is doing a dance challenge with Lisa?
Oh. Like in what way though? Like
that they didn't like
they didn't know that they were
they
friends?
They actually knew each other. Yeah.
Oh.
They're like, why would he do that? Or like they're like surprised, like, never in a million years
because
would I have ever seen.
Because all these fucking people are probably just new fans. Well, they need to get out.
I mean, yeah, but that's definitely the main reason though. But it's like
given him fucking birthday present. She gave him a hoodie.
That's the thing though. Like I'm like, it's either if you followed Stray Kids long enough, you would have known that.
Or they're new fans.
If you followed Blackpink long enough, you would have known that.
They're definitely new fans.
Because Lisa literally you know, hangs out with Bang Chan's sister Hannah.
Yeah, they're like
in Australia.
Best friends. Hello.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I really
just,
think
it was funny to me because like it's a lot of these fan accounts that are putting the captions, Haley. That's what blows my mind.
It's probably maybe just like
new
clickbait. Be clickbait.
I mean, it really doesn't
seem like
for
people to
like
correct them and be like, duh, well, they've been friends for like blah, blah, blah.
Well, it worked
then. Think? Yeah. It's probably clickbait.
I hope it's clickbait.
I hope so. We already mentioned this. Changbin produced ITZY's new song, Vae, which he also sang in. And I guess ITZY did talk about it more in depth on Jonathan's show, K-Star Next Door. We haven't watched it yet.
We'll watch
but
it. We'll
I've
talk about
clips.
It. Like, yeah.
But yeah, so they go in depth about like the whole process that they went with when Changbin was producing for them. It was like very interesting for them, they said. Also, the track list for Stray Kids Japan album Giant came out. There are going to be 8 songs. I mean, technically there's 11, but 3 of them are not really counted in my opinion. There's 2 that are English and then 1 is an instrumental, but the other ones are Giant, Chick Chick Boom Japan version, Night Falling Up, and those two songs are the ones from Tower of God Season 2. There's Why, Saiyan, and You Gave Me Love, But Why, and then Christmas Love. So I guess they have a Christmas song on there as well. I'm looking forward to that because like all their concept photos look really good. I'm still hoping that there's a song in here that will be for One Piece. I hope Giant is going to be for One Piece.
It has we'll to be. See.
I mean, they seem to be doing a lot of like anime OST. They're even doing the OST. They have a song for the OST for the Netflix show Arcane, which is the show, cartoon show that is based off the game characters from League of Legends. So their song is out now for that one if you guys want to check it out. And that's all that I have.
All right, so that's pretty much it this week. I hope you guys got fed really well because we did with all this stuff going on in the K-pop world. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification for this podcast wherever you are tuning in. We very much appreciate all the support and the love and the help. And don't forget to also listen to what Haley's about to say.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to hit us up, please send us DMs on there.
Yes, so thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, till the next episode next week, please be safe. Yeah. Oh, there you go. That was for Haley. Please be safe, take care, and as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.